This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Healthcare Center. Patient first name is Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M. Last name is Saffer, S-A-F-F-E-R. Date of birth is 5-1-1927. Date of evaluation 5-2-23. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of confusion. Anxiety, depression, history of present illness. This is a 96 years old female who was admitted here on 4/27/2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient chart indicates history of pulmonary hypertension, diabetes, malnutrition, your patient is on mirtazapine 7.5 milligram a day chest to alleviate anxiety, improve insomnia, improve mood. Your patient is very hard of hearing. She could not tell me the circumstances leading to her placement here. Here she could not tell me the name of this facility, today's date, or who the current president is, and seems to have ongoing cognitive impairment and limited insight. Here she did tell me that she has three sons. And she worked as a secretary in the past. Period patient thought she's 80 years old. Period patient is actually 96. Period staff reports that patient tries to walk unassisted and needs to be monitored. Period patient apparently lived in an assisted living facility with some caregivers. Coming to the facility. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, non-depoted ear, nose, throat, hard of hearing, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-depoted gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggression, no. Next paragraph, education. Highest unknown, current occupation, retired secretary, relationship. Widowed, number of children, three sons, legal issues, prior difficulty of legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, view, collateral form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under review, history, and habits, under comments, see medical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, blood pressure 119 over 65, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, mood. Mildly dysphoric thought processes, periods of confusion, perceptual disturbances, non-reported level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, person with a normal place, time impaired, memory recent and remote impaired, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, MAR reviewed, check Remeron 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, Alzheimer's disease, late onset G30.1. Plans can provide supportive interventions, period anticipate patients' needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities when possible. Next paragraph, number two, adjustment disorder with anxiety, F43.22. Plans continue mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram HS, which could help with anxiety, insomnia, as well as mood. Under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Also check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedure 99304, under supplemental and risk factors, check risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statement and decision to treat, check that in my medical determination the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident, end of dictation.